that was showing up 10-12 days after the first shot, but that's not the full course, and everybody is still recommended to get both shots, which would which brings it up to the 95% level. And so the situation is still a little bit off as far as the availability of the vaccine, especially the availability and quantity, and the availability of the virus, which is circulating in the U.S. in particular. The lines have crossed where Europe had a fall wave that started a little bit ahead of the U.S. That's now leveled off and is starting to decline. In contrast, the U.S. is increasing dramatically. And unfortunately, those increases are probably going to go even higher because of the Thanksgiving travel and exposures, which are likely to be increased again by Christmas, New Year's, and other associated holidays around the end of the year, which will probably produce yet another wave on top of a wave on top of a wave. Unfortunately, all of these increases are going to have a very negative impact on healthcare delivery. There are many areas of the country where the ICU beds are in very short supply. Healthcare workers are in short supply. More are getting affected and not available to work, or they have exposures and in quarantine. And then the number of patients keep on going up, even though the deaths are high. More are being hospitalized. The hospitalization number is at an all-time high. The number of deaths are at an all-time high. The number of cases is at an all-time high. And the widespread incidence of these high levels is at an all-time high. And so the entire country is experiencing this increase. That is what was predicted. That's not something that's unexpected. The predictions made by most scientists, anyway, were that the fall wave would be bigger than the spring or summer wave, and it would actually dwarf the spring or summer wave because the conditions are more favorable and more people are inside, are breathing the same air. The virus has had more time to adapt to humans. There's more humans with higher levels of virus that are transmitting it, so people may be initially exposed to higher viral loads. That could be high because individuals have higher loads, and it could also be high because they could be exposed to multiple individuals and be affected more than once over a short time period initially, again, creating a higher viral load. So the next 3 months are still going to be dire. They're not going to be significantly impacted. Maybe the end of February, there may be some impact from the vaccines. The vaccine rollouts are not going to be as robust as originally forecast. There will be shortages in supplies. The N95 masks are still in short supply. The reserve was not replenished to the level that was anticipated. The increase in the virus worldwide and particularly in the U.S., which leads the world both in cases and deaths and increases now, is certainly straining supplies and straining healthcare delivery. So we should have a better idea. I think the numbers will continue to rise all week, and by the end of the week, we'll have a better idea on how significantly these numbers were impacted by the Thanksgiving travel and Thanksgiving gatherings. It's likely more states will put limits on gatherings, whether those will be enforced or adhered to by the general population is unclear. You know, the numbers are going to get so high in the next couple of weeks, people may start scaling back plans that they've already made or are making, and we'll stay put and limit exposures to family members try to wait things out until the numbers start to come down, which probably is not going to be until, I don't know, February, March, probably not even February, March or April, and until they get vaccinated, which is not going to be as quickly as initially anticipated. Just one other thing as far as the rollout being a miraculous and unbelievable rate, that's not really true. That's kind of a myth. It may be fast relative to older vaccine developments, but these companies have made platforms. They basically, you know, began working on coronaviruses 17 years ago after SARS-1. These platforms were set up to make vaccines against essentially almost any RNA virus like SARS or like Ebola even. And there was an Ebola vaccine that was put together using the adenovirus. This is the first time for messenger RNA, but interestingly enough, those were the first two that are likely to be approved in the U.S. They're certainly the first two that are scheduled and filed an emergency use authorization. It's widely anticipated that Pfizer will be approved tomorrow and Moderna will be about a week later. And they'll be ahead of the two adenovirus platforms, and they'll be ahead of the two recombinant DNA platforms. But the platforms are designed so that once the company has the platform in place and a sequence is available, they can go ahead and define the target, which in this case was essentially the same target they all chose, the spike protein. So they can basically put the spike gene into their platform. And so development of the vaccines really began on January 8th when China published the sequence of the SARS-CoV-2. And it was the complete sequence that had the full sequence of the virus, which obviously included the full sequence of the spike protein or the spike gene. So vaccine development really began targeting SARS-CoV-2 on January 8th. And so it's exactly 11 months ago today. And so it's going to take just over 11 months to go from identification of the etiological agent to the FDA approval, at least an emergency use approval of the vaccine. And within a few days, the first patients will receive the vaccine, which will be about, you know, a week after, even less than a week after the first patients received the vaccine in the UK, which was actually yesterday. The UK, they generally targeted older individuals, most of those that got vaccinated yesterday were in their 90s, and they were at the top of the list, and then they're going to work their way down to 80-year-olds and 70-year-olds, and healthcare workers are at the top of their list. And the U.S. is going to be targeting long-term care residents as well as healthcare workers that are largely taking care of COVID patients. And so that's about where we are right now. There's delay in the vaccine. The vaccine works, but it's not going to come out as quickly as anticipated. And the number of cases is at an all-time high in the U.S. as our deaths. And those numbers are expected to continue to increase for the next several months and to be negatively impacted by Thanksgiving travel followed by Christmas and New Year's travel. That's it for now.
All right. Thanks for the information. That's our special thought of comics at CL for all this information. And we'll keep you updated. We'll give you pictures throughout the week, the weeks and months to come. And the situation unfolds. Thanks for listening.